This gospel and the last couple weeks have been truly powerful stories that remind us about the invitation Jesus has for us, that we truly come to faith and allow faith to give us a stabilization of our own lives in the mystery of many things that unfold. And we know that even the Old Testament reading might give us a context to think about the bigger picture of what happens in the gospel. But even it's a foreshadowing of what will happen as we enter Holy Week next week, how God's power is revealed, huh? But the prophet Ezekiel, speaking on behalf of God, says to the people, the Israelites, as they journeyed in the desert for many years, and obviously some of them had died, some of them had not reached the land that they desired. And so the encouragement of God is truly voiced as it says, O my people, I will open your graves and have you rise from them, and I will bring you back to the land. And then he says, and I will put my spirit in you that you may live and know that I am the Lord God. And those are really incredible words if we think about them, that even in Old Testament times, God, who created us and many people and many things, already had in it his own mindset how he would offer life to us beyond physical death. And so this gospel today really helps us kind of reflect upon this reality that is before us, life and death. We know that Benjamin Franklin many years ago said there are two guarantees in life, death and taxes, huh? But to think of in a more spiritual way, the gospel really reminding us that death is a reality, but also because of faith, and even through the story of Lazarus, that Jesus challenges us to see hope in death through the eyes of our faith. Now, many of us, whether we maybe have lost friends or family or relatives, know that death has truly consequences. Sometimes it's not only a mystery, but it's very painful, it's challenging on the human level. But most of all, as people of faith, we know that it's never the end. And Jesus tries to reveal that today, even through his good friend Lazarus. We might also acknowledge, as we think about this long gospel, that it's the village, and to know that Martha and Mary were truly great friends along with their brother Lazarus, that they were some of the closest friends of Jesus, and they offered hospitality to him over again, and that they truly had a connecting link. And in the gospel, we know that when Jesus found out, especially as he went to the tomb, it says, and he wept. They claim that's one of the shortest lines in the gospels, especially describing Jesus being human and yet divine, that he knew the pains of death because even a lost friend, but he also knew and would reveal the depths and the power of God to us. As we think about the gospel and as it unfolds, we know that Jesus also reminds his disciples that he purposely was not there when his friend Lazarus died. It says, and I'm glad for you that I was not there, that you may believe. So he's trying to encourage his disciples to a deeper level of faith, because they themselves will be confronted with that reality as he dies on the cross. So it becomes more magnified in the next couple weeks about how God reveals death, but especially life and new life because of Jesus, who is God's Son. And as he tells even Martha, I am the resurrection and the life. Ironically, if you heard that line, also both sisters kind of reveal different experiences of grief. So Martha, we might say, is a little more of an extrovert. So she comes out to meet Jesus, and she is more verbal. And then to know that she and Mary both, though, have this natural response, huh? Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. So that human sentiment sometimes of blaming God and being angry, knowing the loss and the shock of death, and to know that Jesus takes it all in and he wants to transform that into grace and into new power, huh? And to think of the conversation that unfolds between him and Martha, that he assures her because of faith that he is the resurrection and the life, and that her brother will share in this gift in a powerful way. And then Mary finally is invited to come to meet Jesus, and then she also says that same line, huh? Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. And again, Jesus nurtures this gift of faith and hope in them, of saying there is still something better that awaits us, and it's eternal life. It is the gift of joy and peace beyond our comprehension. So maybe as we think about these scriptures, and like I said, it becomes a foreshadowing of what is yet to come, but also to realize how Jesus offers not only his presence to the sisters as he raises their brother from the dead, but there's a line in Psalm 34 that says, the Lord is close to the brokenhearted. And especially in those moments when we encounter or experience, you know, the depths of suffering and grief and hardship and pain that is sometimes beyond description, that the Lord truly wants to be close to us and reminds us of God's care and compassion and even consolation. The last point I think that is good is at the very end, as Jesus calls Lazarus out of the cave, and to know that myself and several of us priests years ago were blessed as we went to Holy Land to actually visit the site, and the cave is quite constricted, we might say, but we all had a chance to go inside in this small little place and say, this is where Lazarus was sleeping, and the Lord awakened him to new life. But it reminds you of this mystery of our faith that can unfold with great possibilities. But at the very end, Jesus tells the people, untie him and let him go. And so as we think about our journey of Lent, and even today, mindful that we prepare for Holy Week and sacraments, to say, where does the Lord want us to be set free? Not only through the gifts of baptism and Holy Eucharist and confirmation that might inspire and help our young people who are going to join the church, but each one of us to say, are there things in my life, my own sin, my own struggle of how God wants to set us free? And my hope is that as you think about the gospel, that during we celebrate Holy Week, that you can bring it to the Lord in prayer and allow him to transform it into something that is full of life, full of goodness, and most of all, something that is rooted because of our hope in the Lord who is Jesus, God's Son, the resurrection and the life.